My attention is turned to the book of Haggai in the Old Testament. If you'll turn with me to the first chapter. God's exhortation through the prophet to the people of God that were commissioned to build the temple, rebuild the temple. In the third verse, I want to begin the reading, if you'll read with me. Then came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet, saying, "It is time for you, O ye, to dwell in your sealed houses, and this house lie waste. Now therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. You have sown much and bring in little. You eat, but you have not enough. You drink, but you are not filled with drink. You clothe you, but there is none warm. And he that earneth wages to put it into a bag with holes. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Go up to the mountains and bring wood and build the house. And I will take pleasure in it. I will be glorified, saith the Lord. You looked for much, and lo, it came to little. And when you brought it home, I did blow upon it. Why, saith the Lord of hosts, because of mine house that is waste, and ye run every man into his own house. Therefore the heaven over the you is stayed from the dew, and the earth is stayed from her fruit. And I called for a drought upon the land and upon the mountains, upon the corn and upon the new wine and upon the oil and upon that which the ground bringeth forth and upon men and upon cattle and upon all labor of the hands." And I want to stop the reading here. Kind of a harsh word that the prophet delivers to the people. And this is because God's house was lying in waste. And the people were taking care of their own houses. I'm talking in a physical sense. They were busy about their own lives and their own things. And instead of doing what God called them to do, they were neglecting. They were procrastinating on doing that for the Lord. And I want to take this from Old Covenant, the Old Testament, to the New in terms of spiritual. The house is not a physical house. I want to talk about it, but it's the spiritual house that we have. We're building our own spiritual house every day. We're laid on the foundation of Jesus Christ, the chief cornerstone, but we are building, praise God, every day. And we're building, hopefully, with gold, silver, and precious stones. But it's the house, it's this house that I'm concerned with, that the Holy Spirit is encouraging us, exhorting us this morning. This house, that how is the situation with your spiritual house? How is it? Praise God. The people were all about their own interest at the expense of God's interest. Does that describe some of us this morning? Distractions and attractions of this life, and it's the long-term view that God wants us to have. The scripture says, if you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, praise God. It's the long-term. It's what's going to be down the road, praise God. We want to be with the Lord forever, and we've got to serve him now, praise God. We've got to build that spiritual house with the spiritual things that God wants us to install in that spiritual home. And I say, Lord, help us. We invest our personal time in things around us. And I know we're encumbered with all these things, and there is the distractions that we have. But God says, don't lose sight of that spiritual building that you're going to put together. Don't lose sight of that, but build on it. Praise God. There was a consequence for disobeying the Lord. There was consequences here. We read in the Word of God. He held back his blessing. And sometimes God holds back his blessing from us because we're too involved in the things of this life. We got all our plans around the things of this life, the things of that keep us occupied, and there's nothing wrong with that. But don't lose sight. Don't let them usurp the priority that God has. He is number one. Praise God. Oh, Lord, help us this morning. I feel exhortation of the Holy Ghost this morning. What's the Holy Spirit trying to say to us this morning? Examine, consider your ways. Oh, praise God. Oh, Lord, help us. Help us, oh, God. You know, when we're young, we have aspirations, and they're all, that's fine. And that's good. Plans, ambitions, dreams, nothing wrong with that. Don't lose the priority of serving the Lord. Don't lose the priority of following Jesus Christ. Don't get lost in the things of this life and the accomplishments that you want to achieve and the things you want to see in your life. Don't get lost in those things. They're not bad, and we're not preaching against those things, but don't get lost in them. Don't let them usurp that priority. The scripture says, what shall a man give in exchange for his own soul? What are you going to give? What is it worth it when you're all said and done? Well, look what I accomplished. I did this and I did that, and I built me barns and houses, and I accomplished this, and I accumulated this wealth and this and that and the other. And when it's all done, what is it? It's nothing. What did you accomplish for the kingdom? What did you accomplish for the Lord? How is it with your soul? Do you have that assurance within? Praise God. Oh, Lord, the Lord is calling us. The Lord is calling us. I believe there's an urgency. I feel by the Holy Spirit an urgency to draw closer to Him, an urgency to make those decisions that are going to draw us to God. An urgency to serve Him, an urgency to get on our knees and say, oh Lord, help me, oh God. I need your help. I need your hand. Praise God. The scripture, Peter writes, wherefore, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, ye shall never fall. God does not want us to get to the end of our life and say, I'm not sure where I'm going. I'm not sure. I don't know. I hope I'm okay. God doesn't want us to be in that condition. And there's no need for it. Give all diligence to make your calling and election sure. Praise God. Have your lamps all trimmed and bright. Be waiting for the bridegroom. Oh, Brother Ron, I'm only 17 years old. I'm only 25. You mean to tell me? Yes, I'm telling you, brother and sister, we have no guarantee for tomorrow. And that's not to be negative. That's not to say, oh, we got to worry. That's not it. Time goes by so quickly. Think about your life. Find ourselves 30, 40, 50 years old, have kids, families being raised. How fast did it happen? How fast did it happen? I was just in high school yesterday. I was just in college. I just started my new job. I just started my career. Here I am. I'm middle age. I'm getting to close to retirement age. How did that happen? Time goes by. It never stops. And Ecclesiastes writes, Solomon writes, for everything there is a time and a season. Praise God. A time to be saved. A time to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. A time to make that decision. A time to get serious about our salvation. Do we know where we stand spiritually? Do we have that assurance within our heart? That's a question each of us have to address. Brother Ron, this is a heavy message. I understand. I asked the Lord, are you sure this is what we're going? And the Holy Spirit just kept pushing me in this direction. And I say to you and myself, Lord, we're living in difficult times. And we can't get so caught up in this life, praise God. Today is the day of salvation. Today, praise God. It's not tomorrow. It's not next week. Well, I'll get around to it. As soon as I get my kids raised and as soon as we get past this era of life, as soon as things start to settle down, I'm really going to get serious about serving the Lord. I'm really going to apply myself. You may never have it. It may never happen. Because what happens? When we lose that contact with the Lord, when we lose that intimacy with the Lord, what happens? You know, the word says, break up your fallow ground. The ground gets hard. Our heart gets hard. We get status quo. We get used to living like this. We get used to living in this situation. Well, I'm doing okay. I'm good. I go to church. Everything's good. I love the Lord. But the intimacy, the relationship with Him, that is so important. That communion, God the Father, God the Son, through the Holy Spirit, it seems to be diminished. And why do we find in the Word of God, quench not the Spirit? The fire of the Holy Ghost wants to burn, my brother and sister, but we quench it sometimes. I'm speaking to myself too. Oh, Lord, help me. Oh, praise God. The scripture says our salvation is nearer than when we first began. That's easy to ignore in this life of short-term pleasure and short-term gain. Everybody wants... They want the things right now. I got to have it right now. I need it now. Short-term play. I want to satisfy this what I feel in my heart. I want to satisfy those things. Nothing wrong with that. Don't let it overpower. Don't let it take over. Don't let it remove the Lord from the top priority, my brother and sister. That's what the Holy Spirit is saying. Oh, praise God. Hosea writes, sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord till he come and rain righteousness upon us. Oh, Lord, I feel that urgency of time. It is time to seek the Lord. Today is the day of salvation. Not tomorrow, not this afternoon. Today is the day of salvation. Well, Brother Ron, I don't receive that. I don't feel like, isn't God merciful? Yes, he is. Doesn't God give us many chances? Yes, he does. And I'm not saying he's not going to do that. But brother and sister, the word, the exhortation of the Holy Spirit is today. Now, make your decision. Make a commitment to serve him. Put aside those things that are detrimental to our spiritual walk, that keep us kind of in a kind of a limbo, a kind of a mechanical state of worship. Consider your ways, the prophet said. Consider your ways. Are they pleasing to the Lord? Are they sold out to Jesus Christ? Oh, Lord, help us. Paul writes to Ephesians, he says, wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. What? Redeeming the time because the days are evil. Redeeming the time. redeeming the time now. There's an urgency of the Holy Spirit. There's an urgency, my brother and sister. Well, I got time. Have you ever procrastinated? You know, sometimes you got to go somewhere, you got a meeting, or you got to, you know, do something. And you figure, well, let's see, I need about 30 minutes to get ready, shower, and whatever. And then I got, it's about a 25-minute drive. And it's this time. I got about 20 minutes. I can sit here in the chair and watch television or do whatever I'm going to do. And we let time go. And I look at the clock and I'm saying, well, let's see, I got 5 more minutes. Sometimes in the morning, I take that extra 5 minutes of sleep. And all of a sudden, the lights go out, and you wake up 10 minutes later, and I didn't want to sleep. I didn't want to sleep this long. And the time got away from us. Redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Kids were just toddlers a few days ago. The kids were just in grade school. The kids were just in high school. The kids they just graduated from college a few days ago. And look at it now. They're raising their families. How quickly that went by. Redeeming the time. Because the days are evil. Wherefore, be not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is, and be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, Holy Spirit. Oh, glory to God. Oh, Lord, help us this morning. The writer of Hebrews says, today, if you'll hear his voice, today, if you'll hear his voice, harden not your hearts. How do we harden our hearts? Well, I've heard this story before. I've heard this message before. God is faithful. I love the Lord. And the pastor just got a little too ambitious this morning, or rambunctious, whatever the case may be. I can harden not your heart. You see, God is concerned with your eternal destination. God is so concerned. God loves you and me so much that he sent his only begotten Son to die on a cruel cross, shed his blood to pay the price for your sin and my sin, that you and I might be reconciled back to God. He did that. He loves you. He wants to see you in glory, not in hell. He wants to see you saved, walking in the Spirit. He wants to see you in the portals of glory in that day. And why does he chasten us sometimes like this? Because of his love as a heavenly Father. And speak to our hearts. Say, come on, wake up. Come on, you're letting time go by. Come on, you've got things to do for me. You've got a witness, a testimony. I'm calling you for a purpose. I want to use your testimony. I want to use your example. There are other souls out there that are in danger, that need saving. Oh, Lord, help us. The Israelites in the wilderness lost faith. They lost faith. Their hearts were hardened. And because of that, God said they're not going to enter into the promised land. Only two, Caleb and Joshua, entered into the promised land. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. Is God speaking to me now? Is God talking to me? Is God touching my heart now? Why is he doing that? I feel a conviction of the Holy Spirit, and it troubles me. That's exactly what he wants to do. He wants to trouble you in a loving way. He wants to trouble you, to draw you close, to consider your ways. Well, I can keep doing this for a few more years. Can you? What are you missing, brother and sister? What are you missing? You're missing the blessing of the Lord. You're missing the assurance that comes in Christ Jesus. You're missing that communion with him. Oh, wait a minute. I go to church and I'm there several times a week or whatever the case may be, and I love the Lord and I'm a good person. That's all fine. That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about having that intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. Not to go to church on a Sunday morning or Sunday night or Wednesday. Not to have that, not just that kind of relationship, but an intimate relationship. We can speak to him as our Heavenly Father. We feel his God presence around us. We can close our eyes and communicate with him. We can be driving our car to work in the morning and be praying and asking the Lord to help us because we feel his presence. It's real. Not just imaginary. Well, I'm making this up in my head. No, 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 no. It's real. Something inside of us witnesses. It's real, my brother and sister. The Spirit witnesses with our spirit that we belong to him, that we are his children. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I love the witness of the Holy Spirit. I love the presence of God when he comes and touches the hearts. It seems like it's reassurance. It seems like I'm with you. Keep going on. Just trust me. Don't give up. Don't lose faith. Don't lose heart. But keep going. My house lies in waste, but you're taking care of your house. That's what God was saying to them in a physical sense. And I want to talk in a spiritual sense. His house, his spiritual house in us is not where it needs to be. And God's saying, consider your ways. We got to keep pressing for the kingdom. We got to keep pressing, trusting the Lord, believing. Not to reach to a plateau and say, well, everything's good. I can retire. There's no retirement in this way. It's continually pressing for the kingdom. Praise God. Wouldn't you rather feel the presence of God and press for the kingdom and just feel the assurance in spite of the problem? We're going to have troubles. We're going to have the attacks of the enemy. We're going to have Satan try to derail us. We're going to have problems with the family. We're going to have problems with our job. We're going to have problems with our health. But praise God, we're going on with Christ, and he is going to make a way where there is no way. Oh, praise the Lord. He's the great way maker. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Lord, help us this morning as I come to a close. You know, we talk about the ten virgins, five wise and five foolish, and five had prepared, had oil in their lamps, and five let the oil run out. Weren't taking care of business spiritually. And when the bridegroom came, they weren't ready. That's a harsh story. You know, when you think about it, that's a pretty harsh story. But God is talking to us and saying, children, listen. I'm speaking in this parable so you understand. I'll give you everything you need. I'll give you all the tools, all the equipment, all the armament you need. put on the whole armor. I'll give it all to you. I'll make a way for you. I provided by the Holy Spirit to give you strength and power. I'm not asking you to do something that you can't do. I'm giving you something that you will have that will help you. Oh, praise the Lord. Sometimes I think it's like the great marriage supper when they were bidden to the supper. Oh, you know, I got this to do. I got, the kids got this and the kids got that. And you know, I got things to take care of, and it's all busyness of life. And God's not against those things. Don't take this the wrong way. But it's the priority that we place on it. There comes a time in life when you're going to have to draw a line in the sand and say, this is it, Satan. No, I'm not going past this line. And you're not going past this line. A line in the sand. Lord, help us this morning. Consider your ways. You know, I wish we could reach more people. Thank God we have the internet. We can put these messages out on the internet, and they're not going to be popular. No, people aren't going to want to tune in. Well, you know, when the Lord calls our hand, when the Lord chastens us, a lot of folks don't want to watch that kind of stuff. But maybe there's someone you know. Maybe there's someone in your family you need to send this message to, or any of the messages. I encourage you to do it. There's people that need to get back to church. People that need to come to the fellowship and be blessed. God wants to bless them. God wants to restore them. God wants to fill their lives with love and compassion. God wants to give them the assurance in their souls. God wants to do a great work. And we sit on the outside and we think, oh, this is okay. No, you don't even know what God's capable of. You haven't scratched the surface of the goodness of God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, help us this morning. Reach to the lost, oh God. Reach to us who have maybe slowed down along the way. God speaks to us because he loves us. Lord, would you help us this morning? Consider your ways. May the name of the Lord be praised. Amen. Do we have a song?